Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Winners of the prestigious Heinz Environmental Award have just been announced. This year, the Heinz Foundation is honoring a wide variety of environmental innovators, including a distinguished academic for his work in sustainable transportation, a pioneer in green chemistry, and a scientist who studies the suspected endocrine-disrupting chemical BPA. Awards and checks for $100,000 will also be going to several winners who focus on climate change. Among them, James Balog. He's director of Earth Vision Trust and a one-time climate change skeptic. James Balog joins us from Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to LOE and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. It's a wonderful week and a wonderful honor and a privilege. I feel very blessed.
A climate change skeptic winning one of the premier environmental awards? Now that's an achievement.
Well, I'm not a skeptic, and I haven't been in a long time, but 20 years ago, I thought this whole science was based on computer modeling, and I'm a bit of a technological Luddite, and I thought that if it was all based on computer modeling, there could be something wrong with it. But then I took the time to learn about the evidence that was in the ice cores, and then I got out into the field and looked at what was happening to the glaciers, and I realized that this was not about models and projections and statistics. This was incredibly real and concrete and immediate and happening really quickly.
In a sense, seeing is believing.
Yeah, absolutely. As a photographer my whole career and as a once upon a time an experiential educator for Colorado Outward Bound School and as a mountaineer for 40 years, I am quite keyed into the feeling of experience, you know, seeing things, touching things, letting them vibrate in your chest. Well, when you're standing at the side of these glaciers and you're watching huge masses of ice go away, you really get it.
And you've captured these images in something you call the Extreme Ice Survey. Tell me about that.
Yes, the Extreme Ice Survey is so far a four-year project. We have time-lapse cameras permanently stationed at glaciers in many parts of the world. They photograph every 15 minutes, every 30 minutes, every hour, whatever the case may be, and they keep a living record of the glaciers as they're changing. And we periodically go out to these remote locations, download the cameras, and turn these pictures into video that animate the changing life of these masses of ice.
You're going to freeze frame this moment in time, this historic moment in time.
What I find so captivating and what has had me so obsessed by this the past 5 years is the realization that this is a monumental and truly historic moment of Earth history right now, as the impact of carbon burning is having these gigantic effects on really enormous masses of the landscape. And for me as a photographer, to have the opportunity, however sad it may be, to capture these things on film is really extraordinary. You know, you're seeing history passing in front of the lens, in front of your eyes, and it's an awesome and an inspiring thing.
I went to your website, and you have some extraordinary pictures and videos. You've made these kind of time-lapse collages. Let's listen to one.
This is it, ground zero. More ice is released into the global ocean from this glacier than any other glacier in the northern hemisphere. If sea level rises, this is where it all begins. This is it, ground zero.
Where is ground zero? Where is this place that you're photographing?
Yeah, what we're seeing in that clip is the Ilulissat Glacier on the west coast of central Greenland. And it's been retreating quite dramatically the past 9 years. The summer in Greenland has been the warmest since records started being kept in 1873.
One of the images that you have in your video shows a part of a glacier falling off into the sea, and you superimpose upon it 300 Capitol buildings.
3,000.
Oh.
Yeah, that block of ice that breaks off in that picture is equivalent to 3,000 U.S. Capitol buildings in volume. So it was an enormous piece of ice. And when I have had opportunities to show that animation at the U.S. Capitol to congressmen or senators or to government agency officials, of course, everybody gets a big kick out of that comparison.
Yeah, but do they get it? Do they get climate change?
I think the vast majority of the legislators do get the climate change story. They understand the factual evidence that's at hand. But they have a problem, with accepting that evidence because of various other factors, many of them financial and commercial, that impinge on their best judgment. And I'm afraid that the future is going to judge our moment in history rather poorly when they realize that we've been asleep at the wheel and we haven't been dealing with the facts that we've had at hand.
You go way out there. You're in helicopters and canoes, and you're out in the middle of nowhere. A lot of adventures. Any misadventures?
Ironically, when it's just about me as a mountaineer engaging with the landscape, I feel relatively secure with that. The place where I feel anxious is with machinery. We have some of these sites that we only get to by helicopter, and we have had one helicopter at least with some serious mechanical problems, and it almost wound up going down into the ocean. And the prospect of trying to survive a swim in 30-degree water with icebergs is not very appealing, and actually you know you're going to die in 5 or 10 minutes. So fortunately, we got through that, and everything was fine.
You've got 2 children, as I understand it, right?
I have 2 girls, one almost 9 and the other one 22.
Mm-hmm. So you put your life at great risk here, and yet you've got 2 kids, a wife, and, you know, why?
That's a hard question to answer, and I lay awake at nights anxious about that many times. But I feel a devotion and a dedication and an obligation to this work. You know, at a certain point, photography is not a job. It's a vocation. It's a calling. This bearing of witness to this historic moment is what calls me. I have to do it.
Well, Mr. Balong, I want to thank you very, very much, and congratulations again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
James Balong is director of the Extreme Ice Survey and founder of Earth Vision Trust. You can see some of James Balog's extraordinary photographs on our website, loe.org. And thanks to KGNU in Boulder, Colorado, for the use of their studio.